Do you hear that? Stop. Listen for a sec. That's the sound of background noise, and it's starting right now.
Thank you so much for tuning in to Background Noise today. As always, super stoked for today's episode. This episode's gonna be killer. We're talking to Ostella, an alt-rock Irish fusion musician from Edmonton. The songs are just so much fun, and I do find if we're listening from the beginning to now, there is such a variety in the sound, and it's really cool. We'll listen to a little bit from everything today, but I always like to get the show started. I'll just let you, Ostella, tell us a little bit about yourself, your journey with music, and kind of your shtick.
That's all you want? I grew up in Ireland, came over to Canada. It's a very short story version of that. And I've just been making music forever and have always been absolutely in love with bands like The Frames from Dublin. People in North America probably know the lead singer best as the songwriter that won the Oscar for the soundtrack of Once. And Glenn Hansard had this band called The Frames for the longest time, and they had a fiddle in it. I remember going to those shows as a teen and in uni, and for some of those shows to be such a spiritual experience, like it was just overwhelmingly beautiful, set against a rock backdrop with phenomenal storytelling that just like took you on a journey. It was so good. And then when I was home last year on tour, by chance, I just went to see Ronan O'Snoddy, who's one of Ireland's best Baron players. And on my last record, I had just started teasing some of that in on my songs too, because Imelda May is a massive influence on me, and she plays Baron in the middle of Johnny Got a Boom Boom when they play it live. And Hermitage Green are a band out of Ireland that kind of sprung up out of the economic downturn in the early 2000s. And they have not only a Baron player, but also a didgeridoo of all things. So just like through contemporary music lately in the last like 10, 15 years, the Baron's really been making a comeback. And when I went to see Ronan O'Sullivan play last year, I was going to watch him as a Baron student. I was just learning it myself. And I was like, oh, I can't wait to see him. And actually, the tour I caught him on, he was touring a record he'd just done with the lead singer of the Hot House Flowers, Miles O'Reilly. And it was a lot of like Moog, and Ronan's now playing like guitar. So the three songs maybe out of the whole set where Ronan was actually playing Baron was mind-blowing. It was so good. And once again, I had one of those situations like fall on me where I was just like overcome with emotion, and I was sitting because they were inviting everyone to sing along, and that was the thing about The Frames too, like you got to sing along with our songs, and it was so emotional. I was sitting there in this darkened room just weeping through my sing along, and the song came to an end, and you know, I was there with people I'd only just met, and I kind of side-eyed at the woman sitting next to me, and I was like, I think maybe I saw a quick little thing like this from her. And then at the end of the show, I was like, were you a mess during that song too? She's like, oh my God, absolutely. It's just, I don't know what it is. It's something about the Irish and how we put on shows. I find to be immensely emotional when it's done really, really well. And so that's a big influence. I don't know. That's a very long waffly answer. Sorry.
No, that's wonderful. I mean, honestly, I've been to some shows too where they are so powerful and the whole room is like singing and you can just like feel all that energy and that magic. And no, sometimes you do start crying a little bit.
It's amazing, but that's the magic of music, you know. And like in 2018 when I started Ostella, I knew I wanted to do something firstly that was going to kind of be centered around advocating for the planet, and secondly, centered around community, beyond just making music for myself that I loved. And that's what's unfolded over the last couple of years between decisions to make my merch as collaborations with other businesses in town that are exclusively zero waste and everything is upcycled, straight through to cycling across the country, advocating for the environment, and then secondarily through that for community and bringing people back together again. And it's just turned into such an incredible journey so far.
Yeah. And I want to talk about the cycling in a little bit, because that was something that really got my attention. And I was like, hey, I definitely need to get this chick on the show, and we need to talk about you cycling this album tour. It was cool. But before we do that, I want to talk about some of the songs on your latest. I guess from what I was reading, it's like part two of a concept album, which is really cool. The kind of like kind of an EP, kind of an album, Skyward. Your latest one, I think, came up in 2023. I want to talk about, first off, the super Irish song title, in which I cannot pronounce.
Yes. And I lent into that too, because on release day, I did a TikTok competition for whoever did the best butchering job of pronouncing that title was going to win a prize. And there were some really good attempts for sure. So it's Scothi agus Blóholt Niel. And I've got a head cold. Niel is the last word. Yeah. Which means skates and long flowing Irish hair, which is... So that song is a translation of Red Skates, which appears on the album as well. So you'll notice that the melody is the same. And the Irish language, just the same, just to clarify, like, we don't call it Gaelic, like, it's Irish. Same thing as it's French. When you're speaking English, it's French. So Irish has been on the endangered languages list of the world. I forget, world languages list, for about 15, 20 years now. And so Ireland brought in this initiative, I suppose, called Seachtain na Gaeilge, to try and encourage people to use it more, even though like everyone has to learn Irish like from the age of 4, and you cannot graduate high school unless you pass the language. And then but like if you go up to anyone on the street and ask them to speak Irish, or if they consider themselves an Irish speaker, they'll say no, unless they happen to grow up in the Gaeltacht, where it's like Irish first, English second. And so Seachtain na Gaeilge runs for the 2 weeks on the run up to St. Patrick's Day. And, you know, it's just an invitation to use Irish in social settings, like in work and down the pub, whatever. And so I wanted to, when I was making this like full concept record in 2021, I just really wanted to have something that I could offer towards Seachtain na Gaeilge, really. So that was my effort. So I teamed up an Irish guy, Darren Bacon, and he helped me translate it. So basically, if you want to hear the English version, it's there on the record. And if you want the Irish one, and we took the opportunity, since we were singing in Irish, to rearrange it and put Baron front and center, and the fiddle, and there's piano on it instead of keys and synth and stuff. So yeah, it's two different sides of the coin, I guess.
Awesome. Well, we are going to listen to the Irish version right away here. And then when we come back, I want to talk a little bit more about this album that's coming out and your really cool cycling tour that's happening with it.
Coffee. You're listening to Background Noise. Like what you hear? Follow us on Instagram at Background Noise The Show for links to episodes, playlists, and more.
We are back. Thank you so much for tuning in to Background Noise today. We're chatting with Ostella, an alt-rock musician with a little bit of Irish fusion in there. She's from Edmonton right now, but originally from Ireland. We just listened to one of her songs that she remade all in Irish, and it is so cool. It makes my little Irish heart sing. I love it. But I want to chat a little bit about this concept album that you have coming out. I think pre-orders are available right now. Why don't you tell me a little bit more about that album and kind of your decision to do part one and part two?
Well, Pendulum State, the whole album I made in 2021, and a lot of the genesis of it came from a conversation I had in 2020 with a family friend. I've had my own struggles with addictions and stuff, and this person and I have always kind of dovetailed each other at different points on our journey. And one morning I got a phone call from this person saying that they'd just been released from hospital and they'd suffered a really serious addictions relapse. And it was in the middle of COVID and they were 5,000 kilometers away from me and much like a sibling to me. And so I felt really powerless to do anything helpful. But really all I could do was offer to write a song for them in exchange for daily phone calls to let me know that they were safe and well. So like in that moment, I just like picked up, this sounds so cheesy, but I picked up the guitar and I just like, yeah, I just improvised a song for them down the phone. And it was a very emotional moment, like the two of us were crying through it and stuff. And it was really, really lovely. But so worrying, like I was just beside myself. And so that began like a phone call every day from that person. And, you know, I'd send over a song that I'd written that day. Yeah, I'd say probably about 50% of the songs on the record now came from that batch of songs. And so on top of that, then previously in 2020, I'd just taken a course about how to write for sync and film and that type of thing. And so Weightless, Spark, and what was the other one? Glitter on the Dance Floor were written with that purpose in mind. And it was really brilliant because I'd taken that course at the beginning, just before COVID set in, actually. I took it in January, February, and it ran for 6 months. So it gave me something really solid to keep me focused on for the first 6 months of that whole thing. And it was great for shaking me out of my comfort zone because I was already, by starting Ostella, I was already in a different place with songwriting because I was always top lining for bands previously. And now I was playing guitar, but my guitar skills were only a year and a half, 2 years old at that point. So I really wasn't capable of writing this kinds of stuff I wanted to. So this was great. I teamed up with my old producer, Little Yes, Little No, and we started working on these things. And yeah, got me out of my comfort zone, trying to like write for different purposes and things. But of course, the songs ended up just being kind of like the other end of what the songs for the family friend became. So they just became a really obvious way to kind of swing back and forth through that whole process of fighting through addictions and the long term to and fro of it. So so hence Pendulum State. So all of the stories and the sonic aspects of the music kind of mimic or emulate the swing of the pendulum. So when I decided to split it in half, it just made sense to call one Freefall and the other one Skyward, the two parts of the pendulum swing.
That's really cool. I love a really good, well thought out concept album like that. That is awesome. I love those little touches. And tell me about this cycling tour you're doing with the album. I think that's like the coolest thing ever.
Well, yeah, I finished it in 21 and then everything was open, close, and festivals were on and off and on and off. And I just didn't really feel like putting my eggs in that basket that was probably going to get crushed. But I still needed to promote it. I wasn't happy with just sitting on it until things were safe to go. So long story short, I was looking at loads of different options. What kicked it off was being offered a camper van with a roof that had been converted into a stage through a friend of a friend of a friend. Anyway, that fell through, but it would just became this spark for this idea. And ultimately, I tried loads of different things, including reaching out to Via Rail to be their artist on board person for when it comes back. Shout out to Via Rail, you better bring that program back. And then, of course, that fell through also. So ultimately, I was just left with this like situation where I had a record I had to promote. I had explored options of incorporating a bicycle somewhat, and nothing was really coming through for me. On top of that, I'd been invited to do an artist residency in France. So that too was my genesis for like, okay, well, how do I get there in the most sustainable way possible? Well, you could use public transport and, you know, if this camper van is a thing, that could be a thing and I could cycle part of the way, whatever. But ultimately, I wanted to get myself from the west of Canada out to the east coast so I could fly into Ireland and essentially have the fewest amount of like air miles on the trip and then get to France. Because again, going back to Glenn Hansard of The Frames, during 2020, I saw him doing a Instagram live and he was talking about how the skies were so clean. It got him thinking that when things opened up again, he would reroute his world tours to have fewer transatlantic flights in an effort to keep the skies a little cleaner. And I was like, how lovely is that? But if anyone is going to do that, whether or not he sees that through, I should probably be the girl with the zero in her name. So really that moment was what got the wheels turning. Pardon the pun. And so, yeah, anyway, ultimately, there I was. I was like, okay, well, I still need to go out on this thing. I guess I'll just cycle. And I come from like a cycling background, and my brother and my dad are both avid cyclists and things, and we've done long distance cycles together anyway. But this was going to be my first foray into bike touring, where it's not a supported cycle where a van comes behind you and 80 cyclists and you have your medics and your techs and everything and they take your luggage. Everything is attached to your bike. So I just went about finding the best way to travel with a guitar and all of my stuff, and I hit the road. And so I left on Earth Day, April 22 of 2022, and I left from Victoria and I cycled across to Halifax. It took me 5.5 months. It's about 5,500 kilometers. I had to get a car half the way through because I had an injury. And it was incredible. I played like 60 shows for Canadians all across. And the amount of people that I found that were just so loving and generous and giving was so opposite to the stuff we were being fed through the media, mainstream media. And I really needed it. It was like such a soul salve for me. And I came home more inspired with Canada and in the human race than when I left. It was gorgeous.
Wow. That is such a good story. That is such a good story. What a fun experience that must have been as well. Just to bike pretty much across Canada. It's a pretty cool country to look at, and I can only imagine the fun things you got to see.
Oh man, I was such a dork half the time. You know, I was just like cycling. And for example, like you're cycling through BC and everything's lush and green and foliage based. And at the same time, you're like, I can't see a bloody thing. So which corner is the bear going to jump out of, or a deer or whatever? And then so you go through all of that and then you come down through the foothills out into like big, vast Alberta through Frank Slide. And like, I'm just like proper dork, like, wow, like every turn I'm blown away, because Canada is incredible. Like I've driven across it a bunch, but the slowness of cycling it allows you to smell, and every province has a different smell. And like a little, like I remember cycling through Saskatchewan and you know, the big long grass on the hedgerow at the side, and a little baby skunk jumped out of the bush as I cycled by, and he was tiny. He was like maybe 5 weeks old. He was like a little kitten, and he's just the cutest thing. So like all these different types of things that you would never see. And also like disturbingly, sadly as well too, you see a lot of like female garments along the road too, which is stressful and terrible. So and wallets and things like that. So yeah, it just very much reveals so much more about Canada. It's an incredible way to travel.
Right on. Well, we'll spin Glitter on the Dance Floor, because you mentioned that, off of the Free Fall side of Pendulum State there. And one song I do want to ask about too before we spin that, it's off the other side, the Skyward side, Easy to Keep. Mm-hmm. Why don't you tell me a little bit about that song before we spin it?
Oh, Easy to Keep is a venom spew. Oh. That's about realizing that the version of yourself someone else is attracted to has nothing to do with you and doesn't represent you at all. And everything that you thought was built on kind of misconceptions and lies and stuff like that. There's a lot of bitterness in that one. It's a really fun song.
Awesome. Well, we will spin that one right away here. Easy to Keep. She also has a killer music video for that one. Check that on the YouTube channel. Black and white, very dramatic. I liked it quite a bit. And then we'll also listen to Glitter on the Dance Floor. And then when we come back, you actually sent me a handful of songs just from some other local Canadian artists, and they were absolutely killer. So I definitely want to spin those and talk about them in just a couple minutes here.
There's glitter on the dance floor.
Scone, what's your undermine?
Listening to Background Noise. Like what you hear? Follow us on Instagram at Background Noise The Show for links to episodes, playlists, and more.
We are back. Thank you so much for tuning into Background Noise today. We're talking with O'Stella, an alt rock Irish fusion musician from Edmonton here. We just listened to Easy to Keep, one of her newer songs off of the album Skyward. That is one half of a cool concept album that she's got coming out. Pre-orders are available right now for it. Go on her Instagram and her website to pre-order all that. But you sent me a handful of awesome local songs. One of the ones I really liked was The Wrong Side of Righteous from Gone Cosmic. Why don't you tell me a bit about those guys?
Oh man, Gone Cosmic are my new love. I was just at a festival. I was playing the festival last week in Edmonton called Highlight. And it was brilliantly set up, in that kind of the objective of them running the festival was to get all musicians who were in town and in Calgary, because these guys are a Calgary band, to know each other, to finally meet each other, because we're always hearing each other's band names, but we never get to meet each other. So it was brilliantly set up in that, like, you could attend more or less every show without having to pick or choose, oh, well, my friend is on this stage, but I really wanted to see this band. Brilliant. So Gone Cosmic played on the main stage in Starlight Room on Friday night. And God, the lead singer just blew me away. Her voice is incredible. And the band themselves are just like so heavy, but they've got this like gnarly bluesness to them. Yeah. And then at the same time, like, she's got this crazy voice, but she like skittishly moves across the stage, kind of like that guy from Joy Division. Just really captivating stuff. So they're my new love.
Yeah. And one of the ones that I think might be my new love here, and I'm definitely going to have to get it on the show, because we're going to play one of her newest songs, What Is Real, Sky Wallace. Like, I was listening to her all morning, and every song, I was like, wow, this is so good.
Sky Wallace is the bomb, man. Yeah, I'm a huge fan. What Is Real is her latest single, and it's about her mum having all these dreams when she was a kid, where, I guess, in the dream, it was kind of like astral projecting. Like, it was a real question over which part was real, the waking or the sleeping. So that's what that song is about. And Sky is branching out now into self-producing. So I believe this is a co-production with Huxley Workman that she's been working with a good bit. And yeah, I just can't say enough good things about her. She's incredible.
Yeah. And then the final one in the batch that we're going to listen to, Local Felon. We're going to listen to Tarot Cards off their latest EP. But why don't you tell me about your choice with those guys?
Well, Local Felon has a soft place in my heart, honestly, because their lead singer was my voice and performance student for many years. And so I've just watched the growth of him as an artist, and I've been hearing about the band rehearsals that have been taking place. And then shortly before I stopped teaching him, I was starting to hear about some like shows that they were playing, and I was getting really excited. So I was just really thrilled to have the opportunity to actually finally catch them. Perfect example of why this festival was a thing, because I've been trying to make it out to see them for the longest time. And I was just blown over with them as a full band. And their recordings are really good. They've sent them in to me at my radio show, Two Irish Don't Make a Right on CJSR. And I can't wait to see where these guys go, because I just know what Nathan's like as a songwriter. He's incredibly driven. He's prolific. And I think they've got a great future ahead of them.
Right on. Well, let's spin the handful of songs there. We got one from Gone Cosmic, We got some from Sky Wallace, and then we got Little Felon there. And then when we come back, we'll bring it back to you, and I want to talk about a really, really old song that I dug out.
I'm a crisis.
You're listening to Background Noise. Like what you hear? Follow us on Instagram at Background Noise The Show for links to episodes, playlists, and more.
We are back. Thank you so much for tuning into Background Noise today. We're chatting with Ostella, an alt-rock Irish fusion musician from Edmonton here. We just listened to a handful of songs that she brought to us, a bunch played at the Highlight Festival, just happened not too long ago in Edmonton. But I want to bring it all the way back to one of the older songs that I found from you, Fire, from 2019. Why don't you tell me about that song, kind of where you were then?
Fire is actually about me being drunk at a party when I was 16. And I remember distinctly getting locked out of my face. And on the journey to being locked was that like rickety place where you're getting out of control. And I remember my brain absolutely hating it. And peer pressure and that kind of thing, you just, you know, you get yourself accustomed to, you acclimatize to that feeling. And I think it's so interesting how your body will let you know what it likes and what it doesn't. And the ignoring of that is where you get yourself into trouble. And then, you know, unbeknownst to you, you had a biological predisposition to issues with that. So this is kind of the beginning stage of everything, and me just trying to figure out like how to not be that wallflower and leaning into drink just a little too much. So the chorus is very much about, and I had just broken up my band Burning Daisy just a couple of years before that as well. So I was really struggling with that decision too. So the chorus is very much about just, you make a decision, you live with the consequences, and you better be okay with that. But it's a great one to do live because I always get everyone to sing along with the fire part, because there's a background vocal that comes in straight away with an echo, you know. And I've done it. I've made the mistake of doing it early in a 3-hour set. And 3 hours later, you'll still get the drunk people going, fire, fire, through all of their songs you're playing. So it's an absolute mess. But it's great.
That's hilarious. We're going to spin that one right away here. And then we come back. Unfortunately, do have to wind down the show a little bit. But I will chat about one more song before we go.
Flies.
You're listening to Background Noise. Like what you hear? Follow us on Instagram at Background Noise The Show for links to episodes, playlists, and more.
Thank you so much for tuning in to Background Noise today. Hope you enjoyed the episode as much as I did. We were chatting with Ostella, an alt-rock Irish fusion musician from Edmonton here. We just listened to Fire, one of her older songs, but I want to bring it all the way back forward to another one off of this Skyward, part two of Pendulum State. Really cool two-part concept album. Last song I want to listen to today is Fighting to Get Along. You also have a cool music video for that one. Check it out on our YouTube channel. But why don't you tell me a bit about that song?
Yeah, I really do have a cool video for that. That was a lot of fun to make. I'm going to say really quickly, actually, when you mentioned earlier in the interview that the pre-orders are available for the vinyl for Pendulum State. And that is in fact true. And on vinyl, there's this Keystone song that knits part one and part two together. So it's not even going up on streaming, and it's called Who Needs This? So that's the only way to hear it is on vinyl. So you better pre-order it. And then, yeah, Fighting to Get Along actually was a really fun song to write. I was playing around with a guitar riff, and I really, really, really wanted to get back to writing songs that the type of songs that I used to do in my previous band before I took up guitar myself. And I started this thing and went on tour for the release of Little Yes, Little No, the first EP. And I was out in, Fredericton. And I met up with a friend of mine. We were playing a show together out there. We had a couple of days off, and I showed him this little bit that I had, and he was thrilled with it. So we started working on it. We got it about halfway point. And then 6 months later, when lockdown happened, I took this songwriting course and was able to finish it off there. So this song is really about breaking up that one person that basically breaks up with their partner, gets back together, breaks up again, gets back together. Like, you should just call it a day, but it's how do you know when to call it a day, really? That's why it's called Fighting to Get Along.
Well, we're going to listen to that song in just a couple of minutes here. But before we do, you seem to always have a lot of things going on, and I absolutely love that. So what should we be keeping an eye out on you for in the future here?
Oh, man. The vinyl, for sure. And you can get that at ostella.com. You got to spell it, zerostella.com. Also, there's going to be I'm leaving tomorrow to go on tour in Europe for 2 weeks. Me and my fiddle player, Heidi, are going down to do that. That's going to be brilliant. My dad's going to be our roadie, and it's also an exercise to go and retrieve my bicycle that got left over in Europe, because I also did the European side of the cycle tour last year, and whole thing ended in tragedy. My mum died in the middle of the tour, so I had to abandon ship. And these lovely people, I got to give them a shout out, Marika and Dim in Tilburg, were kind enough to take my bicycle and look after it. So my bicycle, Charlie, is faithfully waiting for me in Tilburg. So I got to go pick her up. But it's going to be brilliant. We've got a show in Dublin this Sunday, and a ton of others. So I don't know, Belgium and France and Germany. It's going to be really busy. And then in the summertime, I'm playing Taste of Edmonton, 22nd of July. I'm also playing some other festivals that are going to be announced. And then September, I'm going to be doing another short cycling album tour through Ontario. So I'm just booking at that at the moment. I got my first house concert booking this week. So if anyone wants to, shoot me an email through my website. And then, yeah, I'm currently writing a new record. So next year there should be a record on the way too. So busy year.
So just as a little side note, we mentioned her pre-order for the album. And Ostella, you have a really cool contest and prize going on for the pre-orders. Why don't you tell me a little bit about it?
It's amazing. Oh, my God. So it's a charcuterie board that's been handcrafted from walnut in the center, like the label of a record. It's circular, like a record. And it's printed with Pendulum State on the walnut, and then it's epoxy, and it's two sides. So the first side, the pendulum stage one, is this pink gold pearlescent color. And then the other side is a throwback to the first EP, Little Yes, Little No, that I also released on vinyl on Translucent Pink Collector Edition vinyl, which is gorgeous. So this one says Little Yes, Little No, and it's this gorgeous hot pink. And I just love it so much because it's, to me, it's a symbol of everything that the cycling tour is about. Like, a charcuterie board is intended for friends to meet and laugh and share stories with, you know, and it's, to me, it's a symbol of unity. And that's what I was trying to achieve or bring back a sense of through doing this cycle tour, bringing it to people's homes and doing house concerts. So I'm really thrilled. It's a one of a kind, handmade, as I said, and it's going to go to one person out of the first 75 people to pre-order Pendulum State on vinyl.
So there's only one of these. There's lots of pre-order albums available, but you have to be one of the first 75 to pre-order to try to get this gorgeous charcuterie board. And I know this is audio only, but I got to see it in the video with my eyeballs, and it's gorgeous. So do yourselves a favor, try to get that pre-order and get entered to win in this gorgeous charcuterie record. As I said, she's got a lot of stuff going on all the time, and honestly, it makes you a very fun artist to just like watch on social media. Always got stuff happening. I will make sure, of course, to link you in the post and everything like that, so people can find you, because it is very important. If you're looking for Ostella on Spotify, Bandcamp, YouTube, the internets, you gotta spell it with a zero and not an O, which I love that. Well, that is all I got for today. Thank you again so much for coming on the show. It was so great to chat with you. This is Fighting to Get Along.
So crazy, this love. What have we become? You say you want me. I throw it all away. The words you won't keep. Yeah, they're digging in deep. You, do you hear me? Or is it all distorted love? Fighting, fighting, fighting. Fighting to get along. Another scene on the street. In the thunder and heat. Oh, I can feel it coming. My feet don't fail me now. The words you won't say. You did yesterday. Has the world stopped spinning in the storm world?
Well, that's all I got for today, folks. Thanks so much for tuning into Background Noise. I had a blast. And hey, you know what? If you're a Canadian musician as well and you're thinking, I want to be on the show, just click the link in our Instagram bio at Background Noise the Show, and we'll try to set something up.